Scandalin Fairhaven by Carolyn G. Hart. This book is read by Kate Redding. 1. I always opt for life, even when it's desperately hard to do, even in the midst of death and travail. That's why I walked up the stairs from the intensive care unit, where my friend Margaret was struggling to survive, to the second floor of the hospital. I'd first found my way upstairs in mid-morning, seeking respite from the life-and-death drama that unfolds, inexorably, in the lounge that serves the intensive care unit. I'd slipped quietly out of the waiting area as a weary surgeon in blood-stained scrubs slowly walked toward a mid-30s man and woman. Their faces flattened in grief as he came reluctantly closer. The doctor's rubber soles squeaked against the marble floor. It was the only sound until the mother began to moan. Cars and youth and alcohol. I didn't want to see those parents grieve. It hurt too much. So I slipped away, up the antiseptic gray stairs to the second floor and the maternity ward, where life was beginning. Yes, there could be heartbreak here, too, but not this April afternoon. One of the babies, a little boy, scrunched up a red, puckered face and began to cry, the utterly unmistakable mew of the newborn. God, how precious life is! I thought of my family, of my grandchildren. It wasn't the kind of nursery I'd expected, of course, but the only constant in life is change. A brisk nurse explained to me what appeared to be the dearth of babies. Babies today don't stay in the nursery in bassinets with cards affixed. Baby boy Jones, baby girl Smith. Today's babies are...